Blog Talk Radio.
I can't give up. I can't give up now. See, I've come to
me, make me feel.
too far to turn around. Come too far, I've had hills to climb. Thank God for his strength. He blesses us to make it each and every time. Good morning to you. God's plan. I won't be long before you this morning. Just came and tell God thank you. Thank him for his goodness. It's time that we should be praying. Praise the Lord for all this world in which we live in, and we ourselves as we travel through this thing that we call life. So glad to be with you. Had a little experience, a little tribulation, a little pain in my body. I'm so glad God has blessed me to be with you. Thank God for the prayers. The prayers of the saints, the very effectual prayer of a righteous availeth much. And we thank God for you. John, that first chapter of John, first verse of John. Praise the Lord. So we go to God in prayer. Father God in heaven, Lord, we come right now in the humblest way that we know how. Yes, Lord, ask you to forgive us for all our sins, known, the things we know of, the things we know not of, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for this day, this moment, this hour that you've given to us. Thank you for this blessing that you've given to us to be able to assemble here together. We count it as a privilege, even a blessing that is possible that we meet together. Consecrate our minds, our hearts, and our spirits to receive and understand what you have for us in your word this day. Oh, bless us, and we'll be blessed. Teach us, Lord. We'll be taught, Father God. Open up our understanding that we may receive from you. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we thank you for it all, Lord. Amen. Praise the divinity of Christ. The divinity of Christ. Plain reason of why the Son of God is called the Word. Listen, this verse, and it's John, St. John, the first chapter, first verse reads, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life. And the life was the light of men. And the light shined in darkness. And the darkness comprehended it not. This is the Son of God is called the Word. Seems to be that our words explain our minds to others. So was the Son of God sent in order to reveal his Father's mind to the world. What the evangelist says of Christ proves that he is God. In other words, you know, your words help you explain what is in your mind. So the very mind of God, praise the Lord, through the Word, Jesus Christ was made, hallelujah, flesh. This in him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shined in the darkness. See, and the darkness, it could not comprehend, could not understand this light. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to should bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. It's one thing about belief is, praise the Lord, it carries a whole lot of power. The more you can be in positive, open mind with your belief, after you have belief is for you to accept something as true, believe in it, to accept it. And once you believe it to be the truth, it feels sure of the truth of it. The believer, listen, when we confess over at Romans, when we confess with our mouth and believe in our heart, in other words, when our heart have accepted that, our ears that have heard, and when we accept that to be the truth, the only thing you need to do is believe. Believe in a way that it will turn to action in your life. And how do you know you believe something? You will act upon it, act upon it in your life. Praise the Lord. Listen, his extent in the believing, oh, praise the Lord, believing coexistence with the Father. The Word was with God, all things that were made. All things that even was made by him. And without him was anything made that was made. Everything exists because of God. Everything exists because of God, because of his divinity, because of him existing, that we exist. Christ coexists with the Father. The Word was with God. All things were made by him, and not as an instrument. Without him was not anything made that was made, from the highest angel to the meaningless worm. This shows how well qualified he was for the work of our redemption and salvation, the salvation that we talk about so bountifully. Salvation is to us that is a continual thing. Salvation is a continual thing among us, because salvation saves us from the very effects of evil, the light of the reason, as well as the life of sense, is derived from him, and it depends upon him. The light source is life. We need the light to even exist. This eternal Word is true light, shines, but the darkness comprehended it not. Let us pray without ceasing, that our eyes may be open to behold this light, and that we may walk in it, and thus be made wise unto salvation by faith in Jesus Christ. See, what a light does, it shines on anything that is dark. For when the light come, it help you understand and see that darkness, that misunderstand. Light clears things up. It clears things up. Well, you see, that was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. In other words, all men through him might accept that he said, which is true, for John was a forerunner of Christ, that was the true light, which light of every man that cometh into the world. I like about that 9th verse, that was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Only thing you have to do is open up and receive this light that we talk about, this light that we're telling you about. Verse 9 tells you that it was the true light, which lighted every man that cometh into the world. It's right here in the book. It lighted St. John, the first chapter, the 9th verse. and the tenth as he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. My. Listen, he was in the world. He didn't say he was of the world, but he said he was in the world. And the world was made by him. He's the creator. He's the author. He's the finisher of our faith. And when we receive that has created us, it makes us know our very existence. When we receive that that made us, that formed us, that created us, now we will come to know him when we believe in him. We will see in here in verse 10, he said, he was in the world and the world was made by him. Listen, he was in the world, not of the world, but in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world, they knew him not. But one good thing I love about it, when we are in the world as well and realize that he it made the world, hallelujah, hallelujah, we can come to know him. In the scriptures, it said that he was in the world, he made the world, and the world knew him not. But I'm so glad he's given us this opportunity that we may know him. He came unto his own, and his own received him not, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Look, listen, verse 12. But as many as received him, many as received the one that John talked about, Jesus Christ, but as many as received him, to them gave he power. He gave them power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Just believe, children, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Oh, hallelujah. And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. You know, Christ right here, even to this day, is yet still among us, and people don't realize how much God is among us. He's still asking questions whether he's real or not, but he told when he was talking to his disciples, open up, oh, hallelujah, Philip asked a question, show us the Father, and it's suffice of it, it will satisfy us. And he said, since he is coexisting with him, have not I been so long time with you, and you have not known me, Philip? Hallelujah. Any time somebody show you genuine love and able to sacrifice themselves, hallelujah, that you may be better. Hallelujah. That is God's love, agape love shown unto you, and you'll be able to say, have not I been so long time with you? Have not I been so long time with you? God's plan to show you my love for you, to show you God's love, to show you, hallelujah, Jesus Christ demonstrated over and over again, for he was wounded for our transgression. By his stripes are we healed. Oh, hallelujah. By the things that he suffered and still suffering. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. In suffering in a world that we are in. Hallelujah. We not of the world, but we are in this world, and our Father created this world, and we have become to know him and believe in him and believe on his name. Hallelujah. But all those that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And the world was made flesh, dwell among us. We beheld his glory, glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. I like that, full of grace and truth, my Lord, full of grace and full of truth. Thank you, Lord. John the Baptist came to bear witness concerning Jesus. Nothing more fully shows the darkness of men's mind than that when the light had appeared. They needed a witness to call attention to it. Christ was the true light, listen, that great light which deserves to be called so. By his spirit and grace, he enlightened all that are enlightened to salvation. Those that are not enlightened by him perish in darkness. Christ was in the world when he took our nature upon him and dwelt among us. The Son of the Highest was here in the lower world. He was in the world, but not of it. He came to save a lost world because it was a world of his own making, yet the world knew him not. When he comes as a judge, the world shall know him. Many say that they are Christ's own, yet do not receive him because they will not part with their sin, nor have him to reign over them. All the children of God are born again. This new birth is through the word of God as the means. First Peter chapter 23 verse, and the Spirit of God as the author. Listen, first, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Let me read that again. First Peter, first chapter, the 23rd verse, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. And by the Spirit of God as the author, by his divine presence, Christ always was in the world. But now that the fullness of time was come, he was after another manner God manifest in the flesh, but observed the beams of his divine glory, which darted through this veil of flesh. Men discover their weakness to those most familiar with them, but it was not so with Christ. Those most intimate with him saw most of his glory, although he was in the form of a servant, a suffering servant, if you will, as to outward circumstance. Yet in respect of graces, his form was like the Son of God. His divine glory appeared in the holiness of his doctrine and in his miracles. He was full of grace, full acceptable to his Father, therefore qualified to plead for us, oh hallelujah, and full of truth, fully aware of the things he was to reveal. He was full of grace, y'all, fully accepted. He was full of grace and mercy and truth. He was able to give himself as a sacrifice for us. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. That right there just ought to make you overjoyed. Hallelujah, that he was full of grace and truth. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. John bear witness of him and cried, saying, this was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me, and his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. Thank you, Lord. thank you, Lord. God bless you. Hey, hallelujah. God bless you. And God keep you is our prayer. Thank you, Lord. Full of grace, full of mercy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You read the poem, and that's all I have for you today. Hallelujah. I just wanted to talk about that divinity of Christ. And thank the Lord for his goodness, for his mercy, for his grace. Thank him for his healing, even touching me and healing me and helping me through my pain this week. Hallelujah. Thank you. God bless you. God bless you. God keep you is our prayer. We're at the point of our service where if anyone needs prayer, you can push the one button. We're here. We'll open you up. We'll pray for you. Push the one button. And they'll tell you you're now in the host queue. We open you up and just say unmuted. Those that don't know how to get in, that is right there in a nutshell. Push that one button. If you want to tell God thank you, we're here. Want to say hello, good morning, we're here. Hallelujah. God is faithful. God is faithful. And Martha sends in the gold nugget, as we call them. God is faithful. When we put our faith and trust in God, God will always come through. I know you're right. Abraham, to go to a new land, God told Abraham to go to a new land that God would show him. Praise the Lord. I can assume that Abraham never wavered nor doubtful, but he trusted and followed God's instruction, and God was, praise the Lord, faithful and gave Abraham and his dependents a new home. God asks us to believe, to be obedient, and to trust that God will always be there for us. When we face transitions and times of uncertainty, we can be encouraged by the story of Abraham. When we have faith and act in obedience, God will see us through. God will never fail us. I know you're right. I know you're right. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Martha, for the golden nugget. Thank God today. All of you, let us continue to pray that God may have his way. Remember, it is by striving that we are rewarded, and it's by giving that we receive. Give to God. Hallelujah. Give him your time. Give him your love that you may receive back unto yourself the blessing, even the blessing of Abraham and the blessing of God loving you. God bless you. As we go to God in prayer, Father God in heaven, Father, we come thanking you for your goodness. We're so thankful of your mercy. Thank you for how you allowed us to assemble here. Again, we count that as a privilege, even a blessing. Thank you for the message, the messenger. And Father, you just make it a way for us. We want to tell you, Lord, we love you. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for, hallelujah, his faithfulness, his love for us. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, we love you. Bless our love. Bless our love that we may love you even more. In Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. But yet, it's another opportunity that we may love on you even more. Oh, hallelujah, even more. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for being just who you are to us. In the name of Jesus, thank you again for the message and the message until we meet again. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. May we meet again, Father. May your love and your protection be all around us. Help us, go with us, stand by us, and keep us in thy care. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Say, Lord, I know you've been so good. Lord, I know you've been so good. Said you watched over me all night. Lord, I know you've been so good. Oh,
sin.
Even sin.
Lord, I want to thank you for waking me up
thank
this morning
you.
And letting me kneel down
Ooh.
To pray again.
Ooh.
That I could have been dead, sleeping in my grave, but you spoke one word, made old death behave. You've been good.
You've been good.
Good. You've been good.
Yeah.
Lord, I know you spared my life.
Oh, yeah.
Lord, I know you spared my life. Could have, I could have been dead, sleeping in my grave. Lord, I know you spared my life. Somebody can say that Jesus, you've been my mother.
Oh, yes, you
Lord,
have.
You've been my father, too.
My father, too.
Out of all my tests, trials that I had in my life. Without you, Lord, I don't know
Ooh.
What I would
Ooh.
Do. But I got my hand in the water chain. And every day I'm
trusted
in your name.
Name.
You've been good.
You've been
good. You've been good.
Yeah,
you've been good.
Good.
You're real good.
You've been good.
Good. You've been good, Lord.
You've been, good.
You've been better to me
you've
than I've been to myself.
You've been
I got to tell you thank you for all the things you've done. I got to tell you thank you for all the things you've done. For all the ways you made, all the doors are open. You've been good. Said you've been good. You gave me blessings that I didn't deserve. You gave me favors that I didn't deserve. Lord, you've been merciful unto me.
You've
been so good.
You've
been so good. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. You've been good.
You've
been good. Real
good.
Real
good.
Lord, just spare me one more day. Lord, just spare me one more day. And while there's still breath, breath in my body, I got to give you glory, I got to give you praise, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the flame, that I got to bless your name for the rest of my days, that I will bless the Lord at all times, that I will bless the Lord at all times, oh, and his praise shall be in my mouth, because God is worthy of all our praise. God is worthy of all my praise. God is worthy of all my praise. That I clap my hands and I stomp my feet and I lift my voice unto the Lord. I look to the hills for all my help, cause it comes from the Lord who made heaven and who made earth. He's been so good. Died out on the cross for my sins. Shed his blood for my sins. Said he's been good. He's been good. I know that you've been so good to me. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you.